Selection from Letter 17, 1905. B-1705. Copied January 11, 1905. In our Washington work, wise, competent physicians, efficient managers, and nurses with the very best qualifications will be needed. Earnest, devoted young people also will be needed to enter the work as nurses. These young men and women will increase in capability as they use conscientiously the knowledge they gain, and they will become better and better qualified to be the Lord's helping hand. They may become successful missionaries, pointing souls to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, and whose healing efficiency can save both soul and body. The Lord wants wise men and women, acting in the capacity of nurses, to comfort and help the sick and suffering. Through the ministrations of these nurses, those who have heretofore taken no interest in religious things will be led to ask, "What must I do to be saved?" The sick will be led to Christ by the patient attention of nurses who anticipate their wants and who bow in prayer and ask the great medical missionary to look with compassion upon the sufferer and to let the soothing influence of his grace be felt and his restoring power be exercised. Oh, that all who are sick and afflicted could be ministered to by Christ-like physicians and nurses who could help them to place their weary, pain-racked bodies in the care of the great healer, in faith looking to him for restoration. The nervous timidity of the sick will be overcome as they are made acquainted with the intensive interest that the Savior has for all suffering humanity. Oh, the depth of the love of Christ! To redeem us from death, he died on the cross of Calvary. Let our physicians and nurses ever bear in mind the words, "We are laborers together with God." Let every physician and every nurse learn how to work for the alleviation of mental as well as physical suffering. At this time, when sin is so prevalent and so violently revealed, how important it is that our sanitariums be conducted in such a way that they will accomplish the greatest amount of good. How important that all the workers in these institutions know how to speak words in season to those who are weary and sin-sick. Physicians and nurses should ever be kind and cheerful, putting away all gloom and sadness. Let faith grasp the hand of Christ for his healing touch. As our nurses minister patiently to those who are sick in body and soul, let them ask God to work for the suffering ones, that they may be led to know Christ, and let them believe that their prayers will be answered. In all that is done, let the love of Christ be revealed. Every sincere Christian bows to Jesus as the true physician of souls. When he stands by the bedside of the afflicted, there will be many, not only converted, but healed. He who declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," will be with his faithful physicians and nurses as they strive to cooperate with him. If through judicious ministration the patient is led to give his soul to Christ and to bring his thoughts into obedience to the will of God, a great victory is gained.